Okay.
I'm going to pause the recording in the background.
It might be outside.
Well, hello, everyone. Now that we've got a few things worked out, welcome to our Gridmaster call on Zoom. I think it was really a great opportunity to see everybody as part of our crucible. I'd like to start today's call with an open conversation. What happened there? There you go. An open conversation with everyone about how they are feeling about these new energies that are coming in and in regards to the teachings that we've had and what an impact they are going to make on this service project. Being in your light body, being in your Merkaba field, and having that spinning of the DNA double helixes and folding that into the chakra spin. I think this is a tremendous opportunity for change, not only in your consciousness, but also in the body consciousness, raising that body up to that fifth dimensional level. So in fact, you are transmitting that fifth dimensional light template and the element of love very precisely and opening the gateway for opportunities for people as they become aware and capable of moving into that fifth dimensional space, because you model it and you model it in a much more expanded way. So if you want to make a comment about that before we get started and have our centering meditation, we would love to hear from each one of you. So if you want to make a comment, all you have to do is unmute yourself and then, of course, mute yourself back, just like you do on a call.
Joan?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I decided not to put my face on there because that's not a big thrill to me.
Well, it might be a thrill to us.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't. What I wanted to say was every time I go swimming, it's almost like I step into this magical world of 5D. Actually, it is. That's exactly what happens. It's like I walk down and nature becomes alive in a way that is indescribable. Jody would understand this one. There's a tree that has seven different faces on it, and each one has a personality in and of itself. And the water is alive and the trees sparkle. And I mean, things are just almost otherworldly.
Wow.
And then I come back home and it seems like the moment I step through the door, it's like I do a dimensional shift. Mm-hmm. And I can feel myself just go zoop. So I find it interesting, you know, that I can't seem to hold on to it throughout my day, but I can have this experience on a daily level simply by going to Lake Washita.
Anybody who want to comment on that?
This is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
What you have established is your connection at the lake. You can choose to then expand that. It's almost like taking the bubble and then putting it over your house and engulfing that part of your reality into it also. Often we just want to get the habit of going from one to the other and one to the other. I always said that's like having a new house and you're going back from the new house to the old apartment, the new house to the old apartment. And
I have
started to decide to expand. But that means you're the one that's not holding it, that has got to have its frequency raised.
Okay.
I notice it up here. When I'm here by myself, my field is much more expanded. But I also have crystal grids laying around my campfire and all these kinds of things. So it's easy for me to sustain it. Same thing inside the camper. At home, I have the same thing. So I'm just moving from one bubble to the other bubble, but they're both at that frequency. You haven't raised your house in your, I want to say your normal, or what we've had for our pattern, up into that frequency yet. But you're experiencing it because you step out into nature that holds it for you.
Oh, thank you. I've been trying to expand, as you were saying. During the 8-8 transit, I opened up a portal of like a dolphin portal. And when I go into the lake, I'm fully surrounded by this dolphin portal. And I've tried to expand it to include my home. So far, I don't know that I've been successful. I think it's a mental block, you know. Because I'm aware of it when I'm in the lake. I'm very aware of it.
You're aware of it in the lake and you're holding it within your being. You have to keep it within your being and take it there and expand it into the house. Because it comes through you.
Could you say that one more time?
When you're in the lake, you're holding it. You're immersing yourself in it and you're running it through all of your fields. What you have a tendency to do when you step into the house, you could be holding it if you chose, but you turn it off. It's like the radio works over here, but I turn it off when I walk in. So why isn't it working inside the house?
Yeah.
It's stepping out of it.
Right. It's about giving yourself permission to hold it within you and then transmit it as you leave the lake. So make that intention as you leave the lake.
You're Hi, this is
a visitor. You are absorbing that energy.
Hi,
Thank
this
you.
Is Katie. Linda,
yes.
I know exactly where you're swimming because you introduced me to it. And that whole little peninsula is 5D plus. Several of us have had amazing experiences there. And even the people who are camping were 5D. And in fact, we noticed we were the noisy ones, that we were not quite up to the level of that whole peninsula. So that is a truly special place. And these ideas about bringing that into all of our systems and keeping that while we go elsewhere, I think is has been so useful. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that, because I've felt that for a really long time, that that's exactly what I was stepping into, even when I didn't have the words and the understanding that I have now to experience it.
Yeah, all of Lake Washita that we explored a little bit on a boat was truly higher dimensional. We were stunned by what we experienced in that particular peninsula inlet. And also there are, I'll call them etheric dolphins there that we could perceive. So you could tune in, join with the dolphins, ask them to assist you in holding this energy. And anyone else of us who has found such a place, a physical place that is doing this, we could try the same kind of techniques and make this connection between the higher levels of earth and nature and the body that we're transforming in our consciousness and be slowly expanding it out that way also.
God, we're blessed.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. So anybody else want to make a comment on what they've noticed recently? We didn't have a community call after that last teaching session. And that was by design. The teachers of light wanted us to be quiet and absorb not only the concepts that were presented, because they were very important concepts, but most importantly, the energetics that were being downloaded into you. So anybody else want to make a comment on how they think that is going to help our project in Gridmasters?
Hi, this is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
My place here, and just to kind of show you, not that I'm bragging, but I don't know if you can see it, but I have a pyramid. My husband helped me put it together, and it's, connected with the lines in the Giza Plateau with the pyramid. Okay. And my place is also in the basement of my home. And I'm finding that the connection to Mother Earth is really building in my place. I don't go out that much. I have a beautiful son who does my food shopping for me. And so I don't have a need to go out. And it seems that that is how it is for me. But when I'm in this space, the connection, it's almost like we take turns. There's a mothering energy that she brings to me, and there's a mothering energy that I bring to her. And it's very interesting how the difference feels in my body. And that is how I'm experiencing what has been taking place. But I also noticed that I am still transmuting dense energies. But what happens is it comes up all of a sudden, very quickly, and then it's gone. And not all of it is mine. And so I have asked Mother Earth if there is some sort of assistance that I am giving her in transmuting some of these dense energies. I haven't quite gotten a definitive kind of feel for that. And so that's a work in progress. But ever since these teachings, this whole year, this connection with Mother Earth has just exploded in my space, and I'm extremely grateful for it.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment or make a comment?
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. What I'm finding is that there's an almost audible, like an inner sound, audible humming taking place within my physical body now. And it's a beautiful humming. There's no distraction to it whatsoever. In fact, it feels more like home than anything, but it's a lot of it taking place in my root chakra up at the base of my skull, and it's constant. you know, so, and it's been a few days like that. So I'm feeling as though that superlative vibrational frequency is now coming into my lower four chakras and into the solar plexus. So it's a really uplifting sensation for me to be experiencing, and the fact that it's a constant, there's a consistency to it that I'm starting to feel like it's kind of like a new day and a new way of being in a body, that the body consciousness, I guess my phrase is the cosmic rubber is starting to hit the road, you know, that soul spirit really is anchoring into my physicality. So hopefully that experience is going to be useful and valuable within the conference itself.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Could I say something? This is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Hey. I've been having at the top of my head for at least 2 weeks a great sensitivity. I can't even put earphones on over my head because it's uncomfortable. And even now my head feels like it's on fire, the top of my head. Anybody have any ideas about what's going on other than I'm changing all over?
Hi, it's Pat.
Hi.
Ginger, how time-like. Last night, I was just kind of relaxing. I wasn't even meditating. And I noticed what felt like a burning on the top of my head, crown chakra.
Yes.
And at first, I was a little bit startled. I thought, you know, what's this about? Because I've also been having little sharp things on either temples too, primarily the left. But the burning was a new thing. And so I just kind of quieted myself and asked Yeshua to come in and help clarify that. And what I got was all is well, feel it, be in it. So when I kind of let go of the questioning part of it and I was in it, then it went away. But it felt different. It felt more like the humming that Jana was talking about, except it wasn't an auditory humming. It was very vibratory. So I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out. And I appreciate Yeshua's answer of all is well, but I'd like to know a little more too.
Thank you.
I don't know if that helped.
Yes, it helps to know someone else has felt this. Thank you.
I think what everyone has to realize is that you are being upgraded, not only physically, but neurologically and energetically. And with this addition that we have been shown and are in the process of creating with the DNA strands of our physicality, that those double helix spinning and spinning and spinning and then folding into one another, folding into the triadic system. Everything is being upgraded in the body, and those triads are being upgraded. That third triad is so important in the communication and further opening of that fourth triad. And also the second triad, which is your creative center. You have the pineal, third eye, and the expanded medulla oblongata. So when you compress light, bring it into form of some sort, and then direct it, you do so more potently, because your being resonates with that. So I've noticed since all this began, I feel like the whole top of my head does not exist. It just is a big vortex. You know, I think everybody experiences that different depending on what part of what triad needs further expansion. And because of what has transpired in the teachings, in the opening of those triads and the connecting them in with the double helix of our genetic, not just our physical genetic, but our spiritual genetic lines, who we are as a spirit using that particular body. So you just have to be, don't go into fear or concern. You just have to understand you're in transition, major transition. So I think, you know, it would be really good to get started. So what I would like to do here before we go into our project is to have Archangel Gabriel lead us in a centering meditation. So if you take a deep breath, let go of all the conversation, all the thoughts of the day, all of the technical glitches, and just be very centered in your being. Be very centered in your Sacred Heart Center. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in love, the element of love. And exhaling light. And breathing in light of the Holy Spirit, of the all that is, and breathing out the element of love. Beloveds, you do not gather as the seating divine crucible, but you are now gathered in the entire crucible that is composed of many masters, many archangels, lords of light, and also the beloveds of the stargates that are members of this community. The light that you are is magnificent, and you must realize how magnificent that you now are as you gather together in this Gridmaster project to hold within your body, because you are a significant member of this crucible community. You are the ones with the physical body. And because you are upgrading that body to a new dimensional frequency, the benefits to the earth and to every member of the human collective consciousness is expanded and brilliant this creates a most important field for the collective consciousness, regardless whether they're awake, what level they are in their consciousness. It creates such a brilliant vibration in the way in which you are expressing it and transmitting it, that it creates a curiosity within each human who is capable of receiving any part of what you are transmitting. They may not be fully aware of why they are so curious and what they're curious of, but it opens their heart, dear ones. It opens their neurology to explore something different. They already know life is difficult and is presenting a lot of problems. The earth itself is in huge cleansing mode. All of the elementals are participating, as you can well see. It's everywhere. It isn't by any location, but it is worldwide. It is within the earth itself. And so many humans are in a lot of pain and distress. And it's this love, this element of love that you are so capable of now holding in your physical body, in your consciousness, and in your ability to transmit at a whole new level, that is providing some level of compassion and peace to those who suffer greatly. So be aware now, as we begin and open every member of this crucible to begin to transmit this element of love from your sacred heart center, from the core of your being, in the highest frequency that is possible. Be aware of that fifth dimensional light template that you now hold in your physical body at a cellular level in a much different configuration, a much more stable but yet magnified. And this magnification is part of the transmission that you will be providing as each one of us step into the Merkaba vehicle. Each member of this community, especially the human counterpart, please now be aware of yourself in your light body. How brilliant that light body is in fifth dimension. Now enter the Merkaba vehicle. And draw to you all of the magnificent energies of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequencies of light templates. Be aware of the light packets that are in place and enhancing your field. In unity, we gather and we begin now for the next several minutes of your time to transmit the fifth dimensional light template and the element of love, transmitting it to the entire earth and to every human that is now embodied on this beloved Christed planet. So begin to transmit from the very core of your physicality and the expanded part of your consciousness. Now take a deep breath and be very present in this moment. We are now complete, and we will close this meeting. And I want to thank everyone for joining us. Blessings, everyone. Blessings.
Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Joan.
Thanks, Joan. Appreciate everybody.
Love you.
Love you too, Valley.
Love you back.
I love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lots of love for everyone.
Blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Love you all.
I have a t-shirt.